Reducing Oral Transmission, TAMU's Milkcast 0607. Well, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to TAMU's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist. We have been discussing how diseases are spread and some steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms. We've been talking about controlling aerosol and direct contact transmission. Ellen, what are some of the diseases spread by oral transmission?
Tamalee, there are a lot of diseases spread by oral transmission. Some of the more common ones include anthrax, brucellosis, Yoni's disease, leptospirosis, salmonella, and tuberculosis.
Okay, how do we go about protecting our herds from the various diseases that are caused by oral transmission?
Again, we've talked about many of these steps in our basic strategies. Isolation and quarantine are just as critical to reduce the spread of disease caused by oral transmission as they are for oral and direct contact transmission. For diarrheal disease, That's supposed to be aerosol, not oral. Isolation and quarantine are just as critical to reduce the spread of disease caused by oral transmission as they are for aerosol and direct contact. Retake. Isolation and quarantine are just as critical to reduce the spread of diseases caused by oral transmission as they are for aerosol and direct contact transmission. For diarrheal diseases such as salmonella and Yoni's disease, make sure that feed and water are kept from being contaminated.
What steps can we take to prevent farm employees... What steps can we take to prevent farm employees and visitors from spreading these diseases?
First, don't step into feed bunks with contaminated boots. Provide areas for people to pass through without going through the feed. Feed in elevated troughs and mangers where possible. If you see contamination of feed, dispose of it. Also, make sure you check feed tags to make sure cows only get feed for cattle. Over the last several years, there have been several cases where a bag of insecticide accidentally got added to a ration, resulting in many cow deaths. Keep these products in a separate area.
And then what about water?
Well, having plenty of clean water is
important. Yeah. That's pretty loud.
And then what about water?
Having plenty of clean water is important for dairies to perform to their potential. Clean and flush out waterers at least weekly. Depending upon the type of waterer, you may need to install a rail around the tank to keep animals from stepping into the tank or defecating into the tanks. If you add a rail, cows need a 2-foot clearance for head space. Also, look at natural sources of water and control cow access to them.
Do we need to be concerned about pests around feed and water?
Most certainly. Birds, rodents, and other wildlife can carry disease and can contaminate feed or water. One preventive step is to always clean up any spilled feed, but most dairies also need to have a pest control program. Cleanliness is the first step, but baits, poisons, and traps may be required. The hard part is keeping our livestock away from these products. For birds, we also need to minimize nesting and roosting sites.
We frequently talk about manure management from an environmental perspective, but it's also important from a health standpoint.
Tamalee, again, you're correct. Manure can harbor lots of disease organisms, so keeping the facility clean reduces the potential for oral transmission. Also, if we compost manure, the temperature kills many disease organisms. With many producers using pasture, we probably should drag our pastures periodically, and we shouldn't overgraze.
Ellen, what have we missed?
Well, Tamalee, probably the last area we need to talk about is cleanliness of farm equipment and vehicles. We should have separate loader buckets for feeding and scraping manure. Also, whenever you use equipment on sick or healthy animals, clean it thoroughly and disinfect it before using it on another animal. Finally, when hauling cattle, always start with a clean trailer to minimize the risk of oral transmission.
Thank you, Ellen. Join us in future TAMU's Milkcast to learn more about how to reduce the risk of disease transmission. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.